Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
Our fashionista Andy Page has had her eye on what's been going on at Fashion Month in Paris, and she's ready to tell us all about it. Hello, Andy.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, we have just wrapped up Fashion Month. And most of us hear about Fashion Week in New York, but there's also Fashion Week in Milan and Fashion Week in London and Fashion Week in Paris. And those 4 weeks make up Fashion Month. And there are a few trends that I definitely think can be translated into every woman's wardrobe. And I'm not going to, you know, talk about the highbrow stuff. We're going to talk about denim. How's that?
Denim. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, well, because, you know, what we're finding is that, you know, people kind of tend, well, at this point in life, people really care more about, you know, kind of what they put on their cell phone than what they put on their body these days. But everybody cares about denim and their jeans. And, you know, for many months now, for many years now, it's been hard to find anything but fitted skinny jeans in stores. Have you looked for anything else, Brooke?
No, I can't tell you the last time I bought jeans just because I feel like they're not made for me anymore.
That's exactly right, and many women feel this way. But the trend that was predominant at every fashion week was high-waisted, flared-leg jeans.
Really?
Oh.
That's coming back, huh?
Exactly. Let me just tell you, that is a brain teaser. High-waisted, flared-leg jeans. And because it is the exact opposite of what we have been experiencing, where everything has been about the skinny jean. So a high-waisted, flared-leg jean is great for many body types. But let me tell you the people who can really, really benefit from this trend. Okay. If you are someone who wants to look taller and balance out a fuller tummy and tushy, this trend is for you.
Ooh.
If you want to have a smaller waist by, you know, tucking things in and not drowning in oversized tops, this trend is for you.
Nice.
If you are, you know, someone who likes to wear shorter jackets to make yourself look leaner and longer, this trend is for you. And if you are just someone who's looking to just change one thing in your wardrobe and have everything else look modernized and more chic, then this trend is for you. Because just by changing your jeans, you are going to look much more fashion forward, because the skinny jean is being phased out and the high-waisted, fuller leg jean is being phased in. And we know this because all of the big box chain stores are picking up on this trend. So you are going to be able to find this at the place that most of us shop for jeans, places like The Gap and Old Navy and Walmart and Target. You're going to be able to find this trend on the shelf.
And if you've kept anything from 1972, you'll be able to find it in your closet.
Yeah.
And there you go. And then there's that. Well, the good thing about the modern way to do this is it's all dark denim. So, you know, in the 70s, it was much lighter denim. That was kind of the trend. But now the trend is darker denim. And you can see more examples of this, you know, on my Pinterest page, which I encourage people to go look at. But you can also head over to many of the big box websites and start pre-ordering and looking for this trend if you are desperate to get out of your skinny jeans.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you saw it everywhere. Runways, you saw it on fashion editors, it was in street styles, the models. All of the photos from Fashion Week prove that this is the one thing that almost every American woman can glob onto, which I'm very excited.
All right. We've always known you've had a flair for fashion, and this totally solidifies that, Andy.
It's true. You're so cute. Yes, well, for more tips like this, I want you to pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring. Please head over to my website, sensestyle.com, and like I said, follow me on Pinterest.
You're the best, Andy.
Thank you so much, guys. It's wonderful to talk to you. I hope you have a blessed week.